touch me and heal me, Savior divine. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Hold o'er my being absolute sway. Spirit tells us to sing, bless only always.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Good to be here. Good to be alive. Good to be in the middle of the week. Good to be happy and well. And Brother Dale's watching in as we speak. So, they've got him hooked up, Ruth there, I think, and they've got a phone, or they got some kind of something going on. Lisa's got her phone hooked up with Daddy's phone, and they sent us a message today that Daddy FaceTimed Lisa, and I said, well, that's a miracle in itself right there. So, that he could face, but say he had some help, so he got a little bit of help. So, but good to be in the house of the Lord. Remember him. Continue. I gave all the updates to everybody, I think, so everybody's got him. His oxygen is better. He is going to be another probably couple of 2-3 days, just to stay on the meds, and then he'll get to come home. So we're praying within the 3 days, not the 5 days. Amen. Amen. So everything's looking good. Yes. We just got to keep praying. Amen. That thing will stay out of that room. Amen. And pray for Brother Terrence. He's not here tonight because he helped Daddy into the ambulance on Monday morning when we called 911. So the nurse said just to be for a precaution, he has no symptoms, but for him to quarantine for 10 days. So, because he was right there close to Dad when they put him in the ambulance. So that's why he's not here tonight. So just keep him in your prayers. That thing will stay away from him. Amen. And that all will be well. Sister Angie Brown sent a request. You know, the hurricane is on its way, coming up that way somewhere up close to Baton Rouge and that way into New Orleans. So let's just pray that thing won't get any bigger and that it'll just move on out of the way. I know we got believers there in Shreveport, different places, Brother Matthew and Emory in Mobile and everybody down along the coast. So just pray for them. So we're happy to be here, happy to be alive and well. I want to make sure one more time, listen real good. One service Sunday. Everybody can come. Everybody got that? Amen. Everybody. If you don't want to, that's okay. But we'll still be doing our distancing. We'll still be doing our mask. And we'll have seating downstairs. But we'll just one service on Sunday at 10 o'clock. And our regular 7 o'clock service, just like we do on Wednesday. There is no shutting down. We are going on as we are, but with full mask and washing your hands and all that. So don't think we're not closing any service. All the services are open. All right. One service on Sunday, though, at 10 o'clock. And Lord willing, we'll be here speaking. So I know Janet had a birthday yesterday. Because I had an anniversary yesterday, so it's on the same day. So June and I were married 41 years yesterday, so give it all back there. She put up with me for 41 years. I told somebody one time, I said, I've been married to the same woman for 41 years, and June looked over at me and she said, I ain't the same woman you married. So thank God she wasn't, amen? Thank God that she's been born again. And we got through all that, so God helped us through it. But it's just a blessing to have a spouse for that long. So just pray for each one. Pray for Mom. She's separated from Dad, so pray for her to give her strength and keep her going through this because she's still weak from when she had hers. We've had reports from around the world. People are praying for Dad, so... We gotta win.
Amen.
Can't lose. Right. Gotta win.
Right. Amen.
We're on the winning side. Don't matter if it looks bad sometimes, we're still on the winning side. It doesn't matter. So God bless you. Anybody have an unspoken request by uplifting your hand? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. The Heavenly Father, we thank you for this night that you give us in the middle of the week, Lord, to come and talk about you, Lord. We pray that you'll anoint Brother Luis, Lord, with the word for us today and anoint us to receive that word, Lord. Be with each one that's here, Lord. Be with the request, all the hands that went up. There's a request behind that, Lord. We pray that you would be with each one. Father, just be with the family there at home and be Brother Dale. Touch him, Lord. Keep him safe. Bring him back, Lord, home so we can all converse with him and fellowship with him like we did before. Lord, we just give you all the praise and honor and glory. Thank you for all the ones that's called in and prayed. Now we pray, Lord, that they would get a special blessing, Lord. We know there's many churches, Brother Ron Spencer, there in Virginia, Lord, going through chemotherapy and the COVID, Lord. We pray that you just touch him, Father. We heard a report that he's responding well, so we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for the word that you give us here in this church. We thank you for the people, the support groups, and all the ones, the song leaders, and the musicians, and the ministers, and the deacons, and all the ones that even just come and sit in the pew, Father. We appreciate each and every one of them, Lord. And then even in this trying time, Lord, we hold on to you, Lord, the author and finisher of our faith. Lord, give us strength for this journey. Take care of us and lead us in the rest of this service. May you get all the praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
I'm so excited about having musicians back with me this evening. Amen.
Glory.
Amen. I know you are too. When the redeemed are gathering in this evening. Amen. I am thinking of a rapture in that blessed home on high when redeemed are gathering in. I will raise a heavenly anthem in that city in the sky when redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when redeemed are gathering in, I'm washed like snow and free from all sin. I will shout, I will sing when the redeemed are gathering in. There will be a great procession on the streets of gold when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, what music, oh, what singing, oh, that city will be rolled when redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when redeemed are gathering in, I'm washed like snow and free from all sin. I will shout, I will sing when redeemed are gathering in. Saints will sing redemption story with their voices clear and strong when redeemed are gathering in. Then the angels all will listen, for they cannot join that song when redeemed are gathering in. Let's all sing this evening. Oh, when redeemed are gathering in, watch like snow and free from sin. I will shout, I will sing when the redeemed are gathering in. Then the Savior will give orders to prepare the banquet board when the redeemed are gathering in. And we'll hear his invitation, come ye blessed of the Lord, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, they're washed like snow and free from all sin. I will shout, I will sing when the redeemed are gathering in. Brother John, could you help me this evening?
Lord.
Let us pray. Precious Lord, we thank you once again for bringing us out, Lord Jesus, to have this opportunity, Lord,
yes,
to praise your
God.
Name, to lift you up,
yes,
Father,
Lord.
To thank you, Lord, for all your many, many blessings,
yes,
Lord. We pray you bless the service, Lord. Bless the word, Lord.
Amen.
Forward to what you're going to bring to us.
Bring forth, Lord.
And we pray, God,
settle
our
hearts.
Liberty, Lord.
Yeah,
Lord. Lord, we pray you bless the tithes and the offerings that come in, Lord, and use it for your honor and your glory. So commit it in your hands. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. You may be seated if you want to. Oh, I want to see him this evening. What about you? Amen.
As I journey through this land. Number 8.
As I journey through this land, singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul, turn my thoughts aside. But my Lord leads me on, leads with every time. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let him lift my voice. Cares all pass, home at last, ever to rejoice. When in service for my Lord, dark may be the night, but I'll cling more close to him. He will give me light. Satan's snares may vex my soul, turn my thoughts aside, but my Lord goes ahead and leads whatever betide. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let him lift my voice. Cares all pass, home at last, ever to rejoice. When in valleys, oh, I look toward the mountain high, and behold my Savior there, leading in the fight, with a tender hand outstretched toward the valley low. Guiding me, I can't see as I onward go. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let him lift my voice. Cares all pass, home at last, ever to rejoice. When before me billows rise from the mighty deep, then my Lord directs my bark, he does safely keep. And he leads me gently on through this world below. He's a real friend to me, oh, I love him so. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let him lift my voice. Cares all pass, home at last, ever to rejoice. Amen. Glory. Glory to his name this evening. Amen. Give him glory.
Let's all stand.
Down at the cross. Amen. Down at the cross where my Savior died. Down where from cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was a blood applied. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to that wonderful name. There to my heart was a blood applied. Glory to his name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in,
glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to that wonderful name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Oh, precious fountain that saves from sin. I am so glad that I've entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to that wonderful name. There to my heart was a blood applied. Glory to his name. I like this right here. Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast our soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge into day and be made complete. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his wonderful name. Down at the cross where the blood applied. Glory to his name. Let's sing one more and we're going to change over the service because time is filled with swift transition. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Amen. Time is filled with swift transition. Not a vert unmoved can stand. Hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. I'm saying hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in Him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, if by earthly friends forsaken, still more closely to Him cling. I'm singing hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Covet not this world's vain riches that so rapidly decays. Seek to gain a heavenly treasure.
away. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. When your journey, when your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, fair and bright the home in glory, your enrapture so well viewed. I'm singing home to God's unchanging hand. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. To God's unchanging hand. Amen. When Brother Dale gets back, I'm going to get him sing that bass with me on that song, man. Amen. Amen. He can do it. Glory. We'll change over the service this evening. Brother Luis comes out. Open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you, to see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy.
The Lord. Good to be in the house of the Lord this evening. I trust that you're happy to be in the house of God and that you feel that, amen, this is no place like home. There's no place like home. Amen. I believe that where the word of God goes forth, that's home to me. Amen. Where the word of God is my home. Amen. That's my home base. If I don't know where to go, I don't know what to do, how to turn next, what decision to make next, I just turn to the Word.
Amen.
I think the Word has the answer to all of our questions.
Amen.
In life.
That's right. Amen.
Some way or another, maybe not directly, but some way or another, the answers are in there.
Amen.
And the thing is that we have to do is we have to seek and we have to study.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the part that we don't like to do.
Yep.
That's the part that, oh, that's boring. But you're not going to find if you don't seek. You're not going to proceed with your life with your Christian life, you're not going to move on with God if you don't do your part.
Amen.
It's a simple thing, yet it's so hard. That's one of the two things that Brother Branham said, that how do we grow as Christians? You know, read your Bible, pray every day. But yet it's the hardest two things for us to do, because we don't want to do it. We'd rather just go to sleep. We'd rather just go do something else, because that's the easiest thing. But see, that's what Satan's trying to do. And you have to realize that. They say your soul depends on it.
Amen.
That's why your soul's worth 10,000 worlds.
Yes, sir.
It means it has unlimited value.
Amen.
So feed your soul what it needs. Amen. Amen. Because the only thing that the Word of God, if you have the Holy Spirit in your life, the only thing that you can feed off of and really feel satisfied is the Word.
True,
nothing else. Netflix won't do it. Instagram won't do it. Facebook, boyfriends, girlfriends, they won't do it. You know, only the Word of God.
Amen.
And in reality, I know that that's what you want.
Amen.
Because you really, that's what you're thirsting for. But you're seeking it in other things, in other areas.
Right,
when in reality, what you want is the Word. And until you realize that that's the Word, that Word is that what you really want, then the Word can't help you.
That's right. Right.
But
right.
When you realize there's nothing else I can go to, nothing else has satisfied me, nothing else can satisfy me but this Word,
Amen.
Then the Word then can step in and help
right.
you. I don't know who that was for, but but I hope that you receive it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I came in here already shooting. Well, greetings in the name of the Lord. I'm so glad to be in the house of God. I'm glad that Brother Dale's doing better.
Amen.
I appreciate God how he's still healing. He's still
Amen.
Doing wonderful things in this hour.
Amen.
Amen. Lots of people around the world praying for Brother Dale. Even people that don't even know him personally. Just all over the place. So we just thank God for the saints praying. Thank you all for praying for him. Amen. So as you stand, we're going to go ahead and go to the Word. Let's read in Jeremiah chapter 18. I want to talk tonight a little bit about the potter and the clay. Amen. I know we've heard many things about this in the past, but maybe we can say something here that will help you. Amen. And that will motivate you, in this hour. I was going to go a certain direction and just the Lord put this thought in my heart and I said, well, maybe I should go this way. So, amen. So let's just bow our heads before we read. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, once again. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity to open back the pages of your Word, Lord. We know, Father God, that in them we find strength, Lord. We find the answers to life, Lord Jesus. Without you, Father God, we can do nothing. And Lord, you are the Word, Father. So we pray now that you would forgive us for our sins. If there's any iniquity in our lives, any wrong that we've done, place it all under the blood of Jesus Christ, Father God. For we cannot save ourselves, Lord, but all salvation, all healing comes from you, Father God. And so, Lord, we place ourselves before you, Lord. Anoint our ears and anoint our lips, Lord, that we may say something that would help us to leave here edified and you glorified, Father. For it's our desire, Lord Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 1 through 6. And then we're going to read in Isaiah chapter 45, two verses there. The Bible says, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. So Jeremiah better obeyed, because that's what the Lord told him to do. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. In other words, there was a defect. There was something wrong with it. So look what happened. So he made it again, another vessel. Didn't choose another clay. Amen. He made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. Amen. And we know that you and I are spiritual Israel. Amen. So we take this word as if he's speaking to us as well. In Isaiah chapter 45, verses 8 through 9, the Bible says there, drop down ye heavens from above. And let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open and let them bring forth salvation. And let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker.
Amen.
Ooh, my. In other words, woe unto you, you who strives with your maker, the one who made you. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioned it, what makest thou? Or thy work, he hath no hands? In other words, can the clay say to the one that's making it, that's forming it, what are you doing? What in the world are you doing? And they can't. Amen. So you may be seated this evening. Amen. Let me, if I give us a title, I want to title it, The Potter's Wheel Molds You to the Potter's Will. Say that again. The Potter's Wheel Molds You to the Potter's Will.
Amen.
Amen. And so we see here in Jeremiah a very familiar verse, that Jeremiah was asked to go and see about and see this potter. Amen. And here was working on a piece of clay that probably was not anything to begin with. Nothing, just something that came from the ground, from the earth. And when Jeremiah got in there, he was already working on it, on this piece of clay.
Right.
Amen. He was already doing the work on it. So, that's what Jeremiah sees when he goes in there. Amen. So, and of course we just read there what happened. But I want us to think about for just a moment, because sometimes we ask the Lord and we say, Lord, I want your will to be done in my life. I want your perfect will to be done in my life. And sometimes we recite the Bible verse where Jesus, the Lord's Prayer, where he says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The thing is, it's very dangerous to make that prayer. That's a very dangerous prayer to make. Because in reality, if you do want God's will in your life, you better get ready to get on His wheel.
That's right, amen. Amen.
If you really want God's will in your life, and we know that God's will is His word.
Amen.
If you really want to obey the word of God in your life,
mm-hmm.
and not do your own thing anymore,
right, brother,
then you better be prepared to get on God's wheel. Because that's where you're heading. You see? It's very important. You want God's will? Oh, I want the will of God in my life. Yes, I do. I want it with all my heart. All right, then. There's going to be some tough times coming to you in your life. In God's mind. Because God knows how sincere you are. And sometimes it seems like when we're doing the right thing, then that's when things start happening in our lives. How many have felt that way? How many have seen it to be that way? It's when you're doing the right thing and when you're trying to serve God, when everything seems to be crashing down upon you. But God's fashioned it that way and God's made it that way because why? He has an image and a purpose from the beginning, amen, of you. And He knows exactly what you need in order to mold you into that image that He saw even before the foundation of the world. And it's going to take lots of things, amen, to mold you into that image, in that very image. So, you want His will, you better be prepared to get on the potter's wheel. You better be prepared to be submitted to His word. Amen. Look what Brother Branham says in the message, what is in that in your hand? Brother Branham says, that's the way the people today, you don't like to get broke up. You got to be broke up before you can be remade. In other words, you got to get out of your own self in order to be re-imaged into the image of God. Amen. You know, your image can't be there anymore. Amen. You have to get out of your way. You have to get self out of the way in order for you to get in God's way. Amen. So we don't like to get broke up. We don't like to get hurt. We don't like to get marred. We don't like to, amen. But that's what God uses in order for us to grow.
Yeah, right.
There's no better way.
No, amen.
I don't find any other way to, I mean, even as you parents, amen. Most of the time, the best way to get the attention of the children is that you punishment.
Yep, right.
Some way or another, however you punish them.
Yep, right.
Usually it works. Maybe as they get older, it doesn't work anymore, but usually it works.
Right. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. They listen. And that's the same thing with God.
Amen.
Amen. God knows how to deal exactly with you.
Yes, sir.
And knows exactly what he needs to do, what yeah. buttons to push in order to mold you into his yeah. very yeah. image. You got to be broke up before you can be remade. The prophet went down to the potter's house to get broke up, to get on the wheel and spun out something different. If you're a sinner, get on the wheel. God will break you up, mold you different, shape your life up different. Watch, shape your home life different. Oh my, your home life. Oh, we don't like it when people get in there. But think about this, saints. You have to have your home life. Your home life. In good condition. If you want your home life to be in good condition. To be led by God. I've had people ask me, I've had parents tell me, can you talk to my son, my daughter? She just doesn't listen, or he doesn't listen. And maybe you can give him a word of something that, you know, might help them to stir them in the right direction. And I'm thinking, man, you need to get yourself, your life straight.
Amen.
You as the parent need to get straightened up first before I can say anything to your son or to your daughter. And the one that was asking was the mom. And I said, the home life, the parents need to get right before you can be an example. Because you want your children to go and walk with God. Amen. You must be walking with God. You want your children to be faithful. You better be faithful to God. You want your children to pray. You want your children to do that. You do the praying. And let them see that in your life. Amen. Praise God. Because it's very important. We lead by examples. We lead. Our children see what we do. Therefore, they go. Amen. And what we don't do, they don't do. Amen. But what we do, usually they will follow. Amen. Jeremiah 18. So Jeremiah 18, looking back here in Jeremiah 18, we see that Jeremiah goes in here and we don't see the full picture of what's going on. We don't see, all we know is that he goes in there and he sees a potter on and has a vessel on a wheel and he's molding it, right? But there's a whole process that goes into shaping a vessel.
Yep.
And Brother Wade, you might have seen this, I mean, because you worked in a pottery. There's a whole process that goes in it.
Amen.
And there's a science that goes in it behind it. And just kind of reading about it and looking into it. There's so many things that you can type in the spiritual life. Amen. And so that's why even God uses the potter and the clay as him representing the potter and us as the clay. Amen. Because we're nothing, saints. We come into this world speaking lies. We come into this world nothing. And if you think that you're something in this hour, let me tell you, you're nothing even saying that. You're showing that you're nothing when you think that you're something. And you watch, amen, those that think that they're haughty, those that feel that they're unstoppable, you wait until God gets a hold of you. And you realize that you're not as unstoppable as you think you are. Amen. Praise God. So Jeremiah 18 goes in and we see here the process of the potter. Amen. And so I want to talk about that here for just a moment. And then maybe in just a little bit, I might show a video. So I'm trying to go a little quick here, but this right here is the potter's process, the traditional way of how a potter makes a, because I mean, I know, I think Kaylee and Zoe, they're doing pottery and there's the way that they probably doing it now. And I'm sure, I don't know how, if you guys are not going out there digging mud outside or anything like that, are you? That's probably not what they're doing. And you don't have like a brick oven that you're putting, you know, the pottery in or anything like that. I doubt it. Things now are different now. Amen. But so, and when I'm speaking about this right now, I'm thinking about it in the way that they used to do it. Amen. So always keep this in mind that the potter, before he goes out there and starts it, he has an end goal in mind.
Amen.
Amen. He has already a vision.
Amen.
Of what he wants to do. Amen. And that's the same thing with God in this hour. Even before the foundation of the world, He knew you before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
And he predestinated you.
Amen.
Amen. See, he knew all things. Amen. But especially those of the, his children. He knew them. Amen. Because he knew that they were going to inherit his own life. Amen. Look what Jeremiah 29:11 says. For I know the thoughts that are that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To what? To give you an expected end. So everything that happens in your life, amen, is expected to happen in your life. Because God already foresaw it before the foundation of the world. And that's something we can rest on, saints. Amen. Ultimately, as I've been speaking about, you know, regarding God, you know, we all have free moral agency. And our life is shaped in the decisions that we make. Amen. But God predestinated us. Amen. And if you're to come to God, amen, God's going to make a way for you to come to him. He's not going to leave you dry because why? His word is very important.
Amen.
His thoughts are very important and he's not going to let those go.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
He cares more about his word than anything else.
Amen.
And to fulfill that word and to fulfill it in your life.
Right,
amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So I've always thought that ever since I was young, this verse here, Jeremiah 29:11 has given me comfort. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Saith who? Saith the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thoughts of peace and not of evil.
Amen.
To give you an expected end.
Right.
To God, there's no surprises in your life.
Amen.
There's nothing that happens in your life that God says, oh my goodness, I did not know that was going to take place
nope.
in Brother John's life.
Nope.
Or Brother Boyd's life.
Nope.
What am I to do now? He doesn't say that.
Nope.
We say that. We say that and we get frustrated and we don't know what to do. Amen. But God never says that.
Right.
And God wants us to realize that.
Amen.
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 And the way we realize that is to just have peace and confidence in his word.
Amen.
Amen. There's nothing better than that to give us peace than his word. Amen.
Amen.
So when the potter goes out and he starts looking, he has an image in mind of a vessel that he wants to create. And so what he does is he goes out and he starts looking for the clay. Now, I believe that there's specific clays that they're looking for. But let's say he goes out, takes a shovel, and starts digging in this area, and starts taking it and putting it back near his house. Right? Or taking it in his house or near his house. Because why? It needs to be in the general and the near vicinity of where he's at.
Amen.
Amen. It can't be further away. It can't be somewhere else. Amen. It's got to be near the potter's house. Amen. And sometimes he uses, amen, that shovel. To me, it's like the evangelist that comes through. Amen. And he shovels and he's digging in there. Amen. And it's making us come out and making us jump, making us, amen. But that is what God does. Amen. In order to bring us closer to his house.
Amen.
Closer to his house because he's not gonna call you, shovel you out, and then put you back where you were left. Amen. No, he's not gonna do that. That's not how his ministry works. He pulls you out to take you close to his house. That's the reason why, saints, that when you come out of the world, there has to be a difference. When you say that you're justified, amen, that your sins have been forgiven, you can't go back to those same sins. Obviously, God is doing a work in our lives, and we struggle. We have our faults, and we're striving. Amen.
Amen.
But in your heart, you better not want to go back to those things.
Right. Amen.
Amen. If God is really the one who's pulling you out of that dirt,
amen,
out of that mire,
right,
you see? Because sometimes I believe that you know we go to meetings, and this has happened. I've seen it. I've seen it out in the mission field. You know, in youth camps and things like that, you see the young people or people come up to the altar and you can see that they're really sincere. And then a year later, you see them, the profession that they made and the sincerity and the crying that they did. And then you don't see them there. You notice it because you see it on Facebook usually. That's where you see it. Something changed.
Right.
The thing that they were there crying about is not there anymore in their life.
Amen.
My. So we want to be, and it's because they were not near. They probably did not stay close into the potter's house. Amen. For him to continue molding. Amen. So look what Isaiah, so to me, that potter, he needs to go down and find a piece of clay. And you know, clay and mud is not clean. You were not clean when God picked you out of the dirt, out of the worldly dirt. You were not clean. I was not clean. Amen. None of us are clean. None of us are clean. The Bible says in Isaiah 64, it says, but we are all as unclean thing. Amen. And all our unrighteousness are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. And there is none that calleth upon the name that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us and hast consumed us because of our iniquities. Amen. See, God, to God, amen, he hates sin. He can't be around sin. Amen. But now, O Lord, thou art our Father. Verse 8 says, we are the clay and thou art potter.
Amen.
And we are all the work of thy hand. Amen. Praise God. So each and every one of us come with a defect in our lives. We all came to this life needing salvation.
Amen.
We didn't come saved. We didn't come with anything in us that was perfect, a seed or nothing of that sort. You had to receive the seed here.
Amen.
And the seed is the word of God. Amen. You, and so that is from when you receive that, and then it starts working on to the outside. Amen. So when God takes you up, amen, that's a form of justification. Amen. See, you ask God to forgive you for your sins. Lord, I've done wrong. I'm a sinner. I know that I can't make it on my own, because you cannot. Amen. If God didn't make a way for you, then there wouldn't be any way. There wouldn't be any way. Praise God. Jesus said that it's the sick that need a doctor and not the ones that are well. Amen. See, the potter, he's not interested in stuffed shirts. He's not interested in those stuffed with religion. He can't use them. That kind of clay he can't use. It's too overstuffed. It's got too much stuff in it.
Amen.
But he wants to use one that he sees that there's some sort of form of pliability in there. Amen. That's the kind of clay that he wants to use. Amen. So the clay is shoveled out. Amen. And it's placed into near the potter's house. Now the clay after that is prepared. Amen. And, this is what I call the sanctification process. Amen. Because after that, the clay needs to be washed. Amen. This clay that has been picked out from the ground, that has been picked up from the earth, now needs to be washed. And it's washed with what? Gasoline? It's washed with water. Amen. With the water of the word is the only way that you're going to be washed in this hour. That is how you're going to be sanctified. Amen. That is how things are going to come off of your life. As you hear the word in your life. Amen. The word will be revealed to you as you open yourself to the word. Obviously, if you don't open yourself to the word will not be revealed to you. But when you open yourself to God and open yourself to the word and you say, Lord, reveal your word unto me. Amen. I'm a promise you, you're not going to fall asleep in church. I'm a promise you that you won't think that church services are boring.
Amen.
I'm a promise you that you're going to enjoy the word of God. Praise God. Because why? You want the word to wash you. Amen. So as this clay, amen, is here, the potter takes this clay and puts it in a reservoir. Amen. And in this reservoir, he's there cleaning it. He's there washing it. Amen. And then he takes this clay and he puts it up in another reservoir so that the clay can, what's the word I used here? It starts leaving lumps and sticks and things left behind, stones and things that it had in it. Amen. It starts filtering. That's right. It starts being filtered and it's left there. See, but it had to start with the word. It has to start with the water. Amen. It has to start with the going to church. Amen. It has to start with reading your own Bible. Amen. Praise God. It has to start that way. Amen. I remember when I came to the Lord, amen, when I was 12 years old and I first heard about salvation and I came to the Lord Jesus. I accepted him. I said, Lord, I'm a sinner. I repent. And the first thing that I wanted to do was get in the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. I didn't understand anything. I didn't understand only that Jesus Christ died for my sins. But in the process of getting in the Word, I started to understand more and more about the Word. And people say, I don't understand the Word, but you're not going to understand it when you don't get in it. If you don't get in the Word on your own, amen, you have to get in the Word, amen. You have to let that Word wash. Praise God. So this clay is washed with water and it's stirred, amen, until it becomes this mush. Amen. And this mush is then placed in these settling tanks, where all these sticks and stones and lumps are left behind.
Amen.
Amen. And so that's the process of sanctification, is where it starts.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And the clay is left there setting sometimes for about 6 months.
Yep. Absolutely. Yes, it is. Amen.
For about 6 months, it's sitting there.
Yep.
Just being sanctified.
Mm-hmm. That's right,
man. And maybe in those 6 months, you know, you're hoping, man, when am I going to get to start preaching? When am I going to get to start playing the piano at church? When am I going to get to start doing this, that, and the other? And God says, you're not ready yet.
Right.
You're not ready. You're still in the process of being sanctified.
Amen.
Amen. How many preachers have come to preach the word? Amen. That they feel that desire to preach the gospel, that preach the word. Amen. And when they start, amen, because they weren't truly called, and they make a big mess out of it.
Right,
amen. See, it has to be something that has to be proved and tried. Amen. Your life has to be at a certain point, a certain check. Amen. Before God can put you. Because remember, you're not even on the potter's wheel. Not yet. You're not even on the potter's wheel yet. The fun that hasn't even really started yet. Amen. Praise God. So you're left there for 6 months. Amen. What this does, it helps to make the clay more pliable. It's put in the shell for 6 months.
Amen.
So that you can become more pliable.
Amen.
So that you, are you willing to come to church when you're supposed to come to church?
Yep.
Are you willing to read the word when you should read the word?
Yep. Right.
Are you willing to listen to the message? Just doing the simple things. Can you do those simple things before you say you come over here and you have a gift to call, a call to preach?
Right, man. Right, brother. Right.
Or called to do something in church or something like that.
Right, brother.
Can you even do the simple things?
That's
That's what those 6 months are for there.
Amen. Right.
Just types.
Right, yeah,
but
amen.
Very interesting. Okay. Amen. And now after these 6 months, the potter then, he grabs a mallet. He takes the clay and he's getting ready to start working on it. And he takes a mallet and starts beating around it. Amen. And this is to take all the air bubbles out of the clay. Amen. Take all air bubbles out of the clay. Now, see, you think, oh my, I've been good, Lord. All these 6 months I've been waiting on you. I've been praying. I've been going to church. And then he takes you. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, I feel an anointing. I feel something. You're doing something in my life. And here he comes with the spiritual mallet.
Yeah.
And something happens in your life. Something that you're not expecting, but God knew before the foundation of the world. Because you still have spiritual air bubbles in your life that need to be taken out. Remember, and you're still not yet placed on the wheel. He's just beating that thing. Pow, pow, getting it ready. Pow, pow, pow. Because he wants to put it on the wheel. The thing is that, and the clay can't say anything. No, 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 I don't want that mallet on me. No, you want me to shape you, right? Let me continue beating. And all air bubbles had to be out.
Yep.
Praise God.
Amen.
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 Praise God. And you know, saints, as I said earlier, you know, oftentimes it's when we think that we're doing the right thing and when we're serving the Lord, it's when God says, all right, it looks like they're ready for a trial.
Yep. Right.
Looks like they're ready for something in their life. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Because I know what they need in order for them to move on. Praise God.
Amen.
He's not going to kill us. He knows that he's not going to kill us. We think that he is. By the things that happen in our lives, we think that he's trying to kill us, but he's not going to kill us. All he is he's using that tool, which is Satan.
Amen.
He's using that tool to shape and things out of our lives.
Right.
Brother Branham said that all Satan is just a tool in God's hand.
Right.
That's all he is.
Yep.
Right. You say, Satan is after me. Oh my, but you don't understand. God allows Satan to be after you.
Amen.
To take those spiritual air bubbles out of your life.
Amen.
You still have a little bit of you in there that needs to be taken out. And you know why those air bubbles need to be taken out from the clay? Because if you don't have air bubbles out, amen. See, I used to, when I worked at Papa John's Pizza, and I used to work with the dough and started work, you know, before we even started doing the spinning and all that kind of stuff. And let me tell you, that was fun. Spinning that dough and doing tricks and stuff like that. That was fun, man. We gave a show on Friday nights there to the customers, and it was fun back in the day. I don't even know if they do that now, but before you even get to even work with the mold and start putting toppings on the pizza, you have to make sure that there's no air bubbles on the dough. You see? Make sure they're all air bubbles out, because eventually when those air bubbles in the pizza that are in that dough get in the oven, it's going to cause a mess. It's going to burst. It's going to crack. That's why sometimes when you get your pizza and there's like a big old hole up in around the crust, the air bubble wasn't completely taken out. See? And I would have gotten in trouble if a pizza came out like that in Papa John's. So this is what happens, amen, with this clay. All air bubbles have to be taken out. Amen. Now, the clay then is finally placed on the wheel. Amen. How many are still with me?
Amen.
You need to stand up? Okay. I'll make you stand up. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So the clay is finally going to be placed on the wheel. Now, if you've seen a traditional wheel, there's a big old wheel down at the bottom, and then there's a shaft up in the middle, and then it's attached to another wheel at the top. I don't know if that's the kind of wheels that you girls are doing, but that's the original way.
That's right.
By the way, is that correct?
Right.
And so the potter, he uses his feet to turn the wheel at the bottom. All right. And as he's turning that wheel at the bottom, it's causing the wheel at the top to move as well. And I think it's moving the other way. If I'm not mistaken, see, look at me. You see? clockwise, okay. So he's turning that wheel, amen, and it's causing that upper wheel to move. And so on the upper wheel, that's where he puts the piece of clay.
Amen.
I think of these wheels, and just looking at this, I'm thinking, you know what? There's the Word of God. Amen. And it's connected to the message. Amen. And as the Word of God is turning, the message has to be turning as well. Amen. They don't contradict each other. You see, the message and the Bible, they don't contradict. They are saying the exact same thing. It's the people that make it seem like it's contrary. Amen. It's the people that think that there is something contrary, or there is something wrong with the Word of God, but in reality it's them. Or that something is wrong with the message, but in reality it's them.
Amen.
Amen. See, that's the reason why we need revelation in our lives. We need spiritual revelation in our lives to put these things together. Because yes, a lot of things that Brother Branham said, amen. That's the reason why you have to study and read the Word. Amen. And come to church, listen to the Word. And it helps us. God, the Holy Spirit will help us to put two and two together.
Amen.
To make sense of the message, which is tied to the Word. Amen. Praise God. So there, these two stones, amen, the Word and the message, both working together in order to mold you. Amen. And so finally, the clay is placed on that upper wheel. Amen. And that clay, and the potter starts spinning that wheel at the top, and so the clay starts going. Amen. And it just seems like that as it's going, it looks like the clay is out of control. Like it's going out of control. But you see, that's at that point, amen, that the potter, he starts taking his hands and starts working on it. as he's spinning it. Amen. He's got complete control of it. See, in your life, it might seem like it's completely out of control. But in reality, let me tell you what. If you're still alive, if you're still breathing in this hour, if you woke up this morning, God's got control of your life. God's got mercy on your life. God's got grace on your life. Amen. If you are still here, right, living and breathing in this hour. So that means his hands are on you. His hands are still on you. Even though it seems like the thing is going and I don't know where I'm going. Oh, God, help me. But God is in full control. His hands are on you. Amen. Rest assured that his hands are on you the whole time. It may not feel like it, but he's got his hands on you. This is like the song goes. He's got the whole world in his hands. Praise God. Amen. So now I want to get into something here for just a moment, and I'll show you here a video here in just a moment. Now, so of what happens when the clay starts spinning. So he starts using his hands, amen. Starts using his hands, amen. How many fingers do we have in our hands? Amen, five. He starts taking it and spinning. It's the word and the message together, and your life is spinning. All, you know, you're going to church, you're doing everything that you're supposed to do. God's doing a work in your life. You're going to school, you're going to work. Things are happening in your life. You have to pay car insurance. You have to do all these different things. You know, your life is turning. Amen. And God is putting everything, all the pieces together, everything together. He's molding you. Amen. And here comes he's got his whole five hands, ten fingers. Yep. On you, amen. Each hand has five fingers, amen. Right. And so to me, I type that as the fivefold ministry. Amen. The fivefold ministry, amen. Every time you come and hear the word of God, you're hearing it through the fivefold ministry. Amen. And the fivefold ministry is there what? To perfect? Isn't what the word of God says? Amen. Again, and I say it's not the fivefold ministry, but it's the Holy Spirit, amen, through the fivefold ministry. That should be connecting to the same Holy Spirit that you have. Amen. Amen. Should be the same Holy Spirit. Amen. We're not the ones who just have the Holy Spirit. You have to have that same Spirit. Amen. In your life. Because right. Yep. There's times when the fivefold ministry is not around. What are you going to do? Right, amen. You got God and you got that word that he's given you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And he said that he will lead you and guide you unto all truth. Amen. Each finger has a specific purpose in helping shape the clay. Amen. And you cannot discount neither one. You can't discount neither one of those. You can't say, I don't need the teacher and I don't need the evangelist. I don't need, amen. You need all of them in order to grow. Amen. In order to grow, you need all of the fivefold ministry. Now, some of the fivefold, one of them is going to speak to you more than another one. Amen. In order for you to grow. Right. Amen. For you to be molded. Amen. But you need each and every one of them. Amen. Yes, sir. Absolutely need each and every one of them. So there's the potter's hands. They're all over that vessel, that piece of clay. And you know what the potter is doing? Amen. He's using upward pressure. He's using upward pressure in order to shape the clay. Right. Isn't that what you do, Zoe, Kaylee? You're using upward pressure, amen, in order to get the shape of the clay, right. Amen. And you know what God is doing? He's trying to enlarge. He's trying to make the capacity of that vessel larger as he's doing that, amen. He's trying to get the capacity of it. He wants to make it nice and round and nice and where a lot of God can fit in there, amen. But he's using lots of upward pressure. And it might hurt. It might hurt. It doesn't feel good. Yeah. You know? Sometimes my wife massages me and on my back and I'm almost like, man, I don't want a massage from you. It hurts. she loves it when I do it and I'm just there pow, pow. And she thinks it's the greatest thing in the world. I to me it hurts. I like those nice where like, you know, just those sweetest massages, you know. When you're getting that deep tissue thing, oh man, that really, really hurts. But you see, that's what the potter is doing to this clay. He's doing that deep tissue massage, you know. getting all in there, amen, but because it's made, and it's forming something.
Yep.
You're going to see in a video here in just a moment. If you've never seen the process, it's really neat. It's really neat. So God is trying to enlarge our capacity. And you know what, saints? Without this pressure, this will not be accomplished.
That's right.
That you will not have that capacity to have more of God without the pressure in your life.
Right.
See, whoever told you that the Christian life was going to be a flower bed of ease, they lied to you.
Yes.
Or that it's simple to serve God. It's difficult. But as I always say, it's worth it.
Amen.
It's always worth it.
Amen.
Amen. Because who else can we turn to? He's the one who has the words
Amen.
Of eternal life.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. You don't find the words of eternal life in the world, in the music of the world. You don't find the words of eternal life in Billie Eilish or anything of that. Amen. You find the words of
Amen.
Eternal life in the Word of God.
Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16 says, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." For, listen to this, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment." You see, the things that we go through, the struggles and the problems that we go through in our life, they're for a moment. See, to God, a day is like 1,000 years and 1,000 years is like a day. So it's big for us, but it's not big for him. Amen. "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." Luke 21 verse 27 says, "And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory." "And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh." When you start seeing that pressure in your life and things in your life, and you know that you're walking with God, and amen, this is where you need to be looking up. Because your redemption is drawing nigh. If you're suffering in your life, and even Paul says this, if you're suffering in your life for things that you are doing that are wrong, that's the consequences of your own foolishness. You need to suffer those things. But if you're suffering for doing right, amen, not for one, those things are molding you, molding your character. And two, it's telling you, hey, you're doing the right thing. You're in the right way. Amen. Praise God. So, if things are going very smooth in your life, you better be thinking, Lord, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong, Lord? Show me. And sometimes when we think we got everything all in order and everything like that, all of a sudden that transmission blows out in your car. The water heater starts leaking in your basement. The roof, all of a sudden God sends hurricane after hurricane, or allows hurricane after hurricane to just fly right over your roof. And leaks start going right through your roof. Oh my goodness. Believe me, it's happened. I know what it's like. When you think everything is just fine and dandy, amen, that's when you need to worry.
Amen.
Amen. So now, there's a transition here that I want to talk about here for just a moment. There's a transition as the clay is spinning. Again, we're going to watch this here in just a moment. Well, actually, I'm going to ask Brother Joe, can you go ahead and cue that up? Or Brother Anderson. But this transition here, and just pause it here for just a moment. But in this transition right here, as the clay is spinning, see, he's working on it on the outside, right? As it's spinning. And then all of a sudden, he starts to take it and starts to work in the middle of it. I mean, it's still spinning. The whole thing is spinning. But then there's a transition where he starts working in it in the middle.
Amen.
And that's where the process of it, where he starts working of it on it in the heart.
Amen.
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 In the heart. Now, I want to show this video here real quick, Brother Joe, if you could play it. And I think they have volume to it.
There are four basic steps in throwing the pot on the potter's wheel, each of them shows something about us and God. Step 1, balance the clay. The technique is called centering. The whole purpose of this step is to bring the clay to the point of workability. If the piece loses its balance, often the potter must begin again. The potter's hands are both placed on the clay. His left arm is firmly wedged against his body, and his left hand is against the closest part of the spinning clay. His right hand is on the far side of the clay. The clay flows between his hands. Now the grip becomes firmer, and the right hand moves toward the left. As the clay responds, his hands move up or down as needed. The clay fights back. Suddenly, the struggle is over, and the ball of clay is balanced. God, as the potter, is seeking balance in your life. He wants to center you. You will be at rest. When does God stop the centering process? When the struggle ceases, when you rest in the potter's hand. Step 2, the clay is opened. In order to open the clay, the potter must find the center of the clay. He does this by first taking just a few dribbles of water and letting it flow over the clay. Then he places both hands on the sides of the clay with his thumbs gently writing on the upper surface, and then as the clay is spun, his thumbs, again very gently, ride the surface of the clay to the center of the spin. As he reaches the center, his thumbs stiffen and carefully push downward. A small indentation is now at the very center of the clay. Leaving one hand to remain along the side of the clay, the potter takes his other hand and places his forefingers in the indentation and pushes down. The goal is not to dig the clay out, but to move the clay. The clay, if it has been centered correctly, opens, creating thick walls between his thumb and the remaining fingers. The lump of clay is now a vessel. The change has begun. The potter then rechecks it for balance. Now he is ready to move to create a strong base. He takes one of his sponges and cleans out the interior of the spinning clay. To be open before the Lord means that you are now willing to be controlled. You are open as his vessel. Step 3. The clay is lifted up. Once the clay is opened, the potter quickly moves to lift the clay into a tall cylinder. This is the beginning of the fragile stages of the pot's formation. The clay is fragile because during the lifting of the clay, the walls are thinned. As the potter pushes upward, the clay begins to rise. Both hands cause and follow this movement. Like a wave moving toward the shore, the clay moves upward, growing, always rising. The aim of the potter is not to force the clay, but to grow the moving clay towards a single point. When the inside of the cylinder is growing correctly, the outside takes care of itself. Remember Peter's words, "So be humble under God's powerful hand, then he will lift you up when the right time comes." 1 Peter 5:6. God, by his mercy over your life, has caused your heart to be open to his plan. Now release yourself to be lifted up. He will focus on the inside of you, and then he will present you ready to be shaped for your final calling. Step 4, shaping the clay. The tall cylinder spins before the potter. It is ready to be shaped. The shaping of the clay is where the art of the artist is truly seen. It is the time when the potter slows the wheel down and spends very specific, detailed time with the clay. In fact, the clay stands very fragile in the potter's hands. The slightest wrong movement from the potter will result in a full collapse of the pot. His eyes never leave the clay. Slowly, very slowly, the clay takes the shape the potter has in mind. Each stroke in shaping is small. Sometimes when the potter looks into the pot, the water in the base reflects his face. The potter sees himself as the clay is shaped. Now, instead of a cylinder, there is a foot, a base, a body, a neck, a mouth, a lip. Each part is important to the final plan. Each part is shaped exactly according to the vessel's purpose. When he has finished, the wheel becomes a quiet platform where the potter looks at his art. He smiles. You are at some stage with God as potter of your life. Remember Paul's word, "We all show the Lord's glory, and we are being changed to be like him." 2 Corinthians 3:18.
Amen. Praise God. Hope you enjoyed that. Amen. Now, I wanted to take that a moment to just talk about the part where he starts that the hole in the middle. And you notice that potter, he takes water and puts it in that hole that he creates. Now see, there's a transition in your life from sanctification to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You see? And the baptism, amen, that's the actual, it's a filling, amen, in your life. Now he didn't fill the whole pot because obviously it wasn't fully formed. Eventually, when the pot is done, it will be filled. It will be completely, amen, to the fullness, amen, that he envisioned before the foundation of the world. But see, he just partially fills it. And in him filling it, it makes the heart open more, that hole open more, so that now his whole hand can fit in there. You see? So it's God, amen. God wants to do a complete work in your life, in the filling, in the baptism of the Holy Ghost, amen. It's God, he wants to fully take charge of your life, amen. Praise God. So I thought that was very interesting, and the rest of the video, of course, is good. Amen. But you notice that the potter just doesn't work on the outside. Amen. He has to work on the inside as well. Amen. And you see, sometimes we want to change our life on the outside only. Just we want to be show that we're good on the outside. Amen. But in reality, the inside is full of dead man's bones. It's full of nonsense and it's full of the world. Amen. God wants to take care of that inside. And as a matter of fact, when he works on the inside, then the outside can look even more beautiful. Amen. But when you try to do the things, amen, to look good on the outside only, amen, eventually, that won't go too long. That will fail. All those things will fail. You can look like a Christian and you can act like one, talk like one. Eventually, you'll show who you really are. You'll show who you really are. Amen. So the inside is just as important as the outside, because why? That is where the filling takes place. Amen. That's where the filling takes place. Is everybody okay?
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. The inside of the vessel, as I said earlier, is called the heart. Amen. So the potter puts some of that water in there. Amen. Filling of the Holy Ghost to continue working on it from the inside. Look what Ephesians chapter 1 says. That we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also that ye believed ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. See, is that water, that water going in there that allows God, amen, to continue molding you from the inside. You see? Now that's not a bunch of water. It's not all of the water. It's just a portion, but yet it's water. Yet it's the word. I hope you understand what I'm trying to get to with that. Amen. Which is, verse 14 says, which is the earnest of our inheritance. See? The baptism of the Holy Ghost, amen, in your life, the filling of the Holy Spirit is the earnest. Or in other words, it's the down payment of what's coming to you ahead. You see? It's the down payment of the purchase that he's made. Amen. Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. Unto the praise of his glory. Amen. So after the potter has truly worked on the inside, then he can start shaping more details on the outside, as you just saw. You see? As he starts fully working, you know, he had almost his whole arm in there at one point. You see? Pulling that pressure, because he's got to do the pressure from the inside, not just on the outside, but inside as well. Amen? I hope in your mind you're spiritualizing all of this. And that hopefully you've experienced these things in your life. Amen. Because if you're really serving God, amen. Let me tell you what, saints, we're heading to things, amen, and we're experiencing things right now. Things are uncertain. And I believe God is molding us, amen. I believe God has us on that wheel, amen. And it's our duty, amen, to just have trust in him. Confidence that he knows what he's doing, amen. Amen. So, and then at the end there, he starts forming what's called the mouth and the lip. You notice there at the end, there was the mouth, which is the entrance of to the water, to the vessel, and then the lip around it, or the little lip where water can come out from, you see? And, so after the potter has shaped and molded the vessel both inwardly and outwardly, he must finish with the topmost part, which is called the mouth. The mouth is vital. It is the final part that anything inside the vessel touches when it is poured out. The mouth affects and influences everything that comes out of the heart. Amen. That's why Jesus said, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good.
Amen.
When he has good treasure in his heart.
Yes, sir.
When the Holy Spirit is in his heart.
Amen.
Good things will come out. Amen. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh.
Amen.
Out of what you feed off of. Amen. That's what you're going to speak.
Right.
out of what, out of the things that you watch and the things that you listen to and the things that, that you feed off of spiritually, that's what you're going to speak. Amen. I mean, this is all elementary to us, but yet we fail. We fail so many times that the basic things of Christianity, amen. Because saints, God has to get us in speaking conditions. This is the hour. You notice how that God is shaping the stature of a perfect man? Amen. From the feet to the head. You see? And the head, amen. Where's the mouth? It's around the head. The intelligence. You see? He's the intelligence. So we got to be speaking what he says. We got to get to speaking conditions. Amen. To speak the word of God. Because I'm going to tell you what, when you need that can of beans and it's and you don't have the can of beans laying around, amen, what are you going to do then? You see? I hope we don't have to go through things like that, but there, Brother Branham talked about a squeeze coming on the bride. And we might be feeling those things already. We might have already started feeling these things. I don't think this is the squeeze that Brother Branham talked about. No. Because I still see people going to the restaurants, going to Walmart, going to, Lowe's and building, buying, getting married, going to school, doing it. Everything is normal. The only difference is they got a mask on. That's about it. And they're kind of scared of one another now. But that's it. But let me tell you what, something's coming down, amen. And if you're not pressurized by the potter, amen. If you haven't been pressurized by his word, amen. If you haven't been pressurized in that Holy Spirit, amen. You might fail that test. But take these times, these moments that we have to come to church, amen, to prepare us for those times. Amen. Don't take them for granted. Amen. Sometimes the vessel gets marred. Amen. And as we read there in Jeremiah, amen, that what happened? The vessel gets marred, but what happened? The potter, all he does is brings it back down, squeezes it back down, but doesn't use another piece of clay. Doesn't go out and start the process again to go out to the riverbed and bring it forth and step on it and do everything. No, he just takes the same clay and starts molding it again. So if you don't pass the test the first time, you're going to pass it the second time. You don't pass it the second time, you're going to pass it the third time. And so on, forth and so forth until you pass the test. Until he sees, amen, his reflection, amen, just like I like what they said there, that the potter sees his reflection down at the base because they're of the water that's in there. Amen. Praise God. And can you imagine when that vessel's fully full of water? Amen. That image was going to be even closer. It's going to be right there. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And sometimes that clay gets marred and sometimes it gets something wrong with it, but it's not the fault. It's usually not the fault of the potter. Right. It's something with the clay itself. Right. And the potter, God, has to go in there and figure out what it is. Right. Amen. Then he can reshape it again. Amen. He has to bring you down low and to reshape you. Because he wants to make sure that you pass that test. James chapter 1 says, my brethren, verse 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Amen. The trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Wanting nothing. Amen. 1 Peter 5 says, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Yes, so sometimes just because he brings us back down and something, amen, and you're wondering, Lord, what is it that you're doing in my life? I'm back here. It seems like I'm in step one again. But God, you just know that God, amen, he cares about you. Amen. And he has total control. He's not giving up on you. We give up on ourselves. Amen. And you give up and you say, oh, you know, my children, they're not coming to God. Amen. They're still living. They're still breathing. That means there's still mercy for them. And that means there's still hope for them. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And finally, after the potter has taken this pot and has formed this vessel into what he has envisioned. Amen. It's still not ready. Amen. Because it still needs to be placed in the oven.
Amen.
It still needs to be placed in the fiery furnace.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. One of the last things that we may have to face is death.
Right.
Amen. Or a squeeze.
Right.
Amen. And what are you going to do then? Is it time to crack then? Is it time to give up on God then? Amen. Praise God. But see, God has already prepared us beforehand.
Yes, sir. Right.
In the molding, on the wheel.
Yes, sir.
In order for us to get us ready for the fire.
Right.
Amen. That last trial for us is sometimes we may need to face death. You see? We're not promised tomorrow.
Nope, that's right,
brother. Amen. We know that who conquered death. And that conquer is in us, amen. And we're to not die, amen. We're not going to die,
amen.
But God has an appointment for each and every one of us. 1 Peter chapter 4 says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you." In other words, don't think it's strange, amen. It's something to be expected, amen. In order to harden the vessel, why do you put something through fire? In order to make it hard. Amen. As though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed. I like that. That when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Amen. And after it goes through that oven, after it goes through that process of he being heated up, then the potter can take it and say, "This is exactly the vision that I had from the beginning. When I was down there in that river, on that river bed, this is exactly what I was imagining."
Right.
And the vision that God has for you, amen, is the vision that he had before the foundation of the world. Praise God. Brother Branham says here, I'm moving a little quickly, that says, now remember, there'll be an impersonation of that. Now remember, there'll never be an impersonation of that. He's speaking of the third pool. Because it can't be. See, it cannot be. Now, it's in existence. And I am warned of this, that soon, right at this time, now it's just happened, so it could identify its presence among you. See, but it will not be used in a great way until the council begins to tighten up. And when it does, when that does, the Pentecostals and so forth can almost impersonate anything can be done. But when that time comes, when the squeeze comes down, then you'll see what you've seen temporarily be manifested in the fullness of its power. Amen.
Amen.
What you've seen temporarily, we've all seen great things happening in our lives. I mean, there's been great miracles that have taken place even in this church. I believe even Brother Dale's is a great miracle. Amen. Every healing that takes place, amen, is a miracle from God. Man, God healed you from a cold. That's a miracle. Amen. God healed your toothache. Amen. That's a miracle. Amen. God, your nail grew back out. That's a miracle. Because all that is cells, and all life comes from God. So it's a miracle. We've seen great things happen in our lives. Amen. But what a greater thing. Amen. We're going to see greater things, but at a point in time, at a junction of time. Amen. But there has to be a squeeze to squeeze us down. Amen. In order for everything that God has placed in us to be fully displayed.
Amen.
Amen. And it's when we come out of the oven, it's at this point that we are transformed into the image that the potter had of us from the beginning.
Right.
In 1 Corinthians 15, it says, "But we shall all be changed."
Right. Amen.
Amen. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, amen. This corruption must take on incorruption.
Amen.
Amen. And this mortal must take on immortality.
Amen.
And it's at this point that your vessel is completely filled for good, both and inside and outside. Amen. I like something that Brother Dale said a long time ago, and I believe it. He said that it's at that point, amen, that you will be able to fully say that you're born again. Amen. See, right now we can say you're born again, but, you know, again, remember, we have the Holy Spirit, amen. Partially.
That's right.
Amen. We have the down payment of it.
Amen.
Amen. But it's at that point when you fully come, amen, through that process of fully, amen, you've conquered death, hell, and the grave.
Uh-huh.
Amen. You come out on the other side, amen, exactly what he envisioned of you before the foundation of the world. That full Eden condition, amen. And even in a greater way. Because Adam didn't even have eternal life in his flesh. You'd have eternal life in your flesh. Amen. Eternal life, not just in your soul, but in your flesh, manifested on the outside. That is the full new birth process. Amen. You know what? That's when we actually begin to live. That's when we actually begin to live. And I believe we will be learning even more of God at that point. Amen. Don't think that when we get to that point that that's it. That's all of God we need to know. No, I believe God is going to be revealing himself even more at that point. Amen. Oh man, we can't put no limit on God. Amen. So you want to get on the potter's wheel?
Yes, amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. We want to make sure that we want to be in his will then. And ready to receive whatever comes our way. Amen. And don't think it's strange if it comes. You just say, Lord, stop. Say, Lord, you're doing something in my life. Amen. And I believe God is doing something in our lives. Let's stand to our feet. We're going to have the musicians come. Sister Esther, I think Sister Esther, she's going to play the piano. Sister Joyce, so. Amen. You love the Lord?
Amen.
Praise God. I'm going to sing this little song. By the way, can you pull that back down again? Brother Anderson, can you bring that song up? How many knows this song? I think I left it over here. Give me a sec. How many knows this song? What's the name of it now? He didn't throw the clay away.
Amen.
Brother Anderson, you got it? Okay. Amen. Let's just sing this little song. If you know it, and if you don't, we'll learn it. We'll start with the chorus. Over and over, he molds me and makes me into his likeness. He fashions the clay. A vessel of honor I am today, and it's all because Jesus didn't throw the clay away. Let's sing that first verse. Empty and broken, I came back to him. A vessel unworthy and so scarred from sin. But he did not despair. He started over again. And I bless the day he didn't throw the clay away. Over and over, he molds me and makes me into his likeness. He fashions the clay, a vessel of honor I am today, and it's all because Jesus didn't throw the veil away. He is the potter, I am the clay, molded in God's image. He wants me to stay. When I stumble and fall, when my best
soul breaks. He just picks up those pieces. He does not throw the clay away. Thank you, Lord. Over and over, He molds me and makes me into His likeness. He fashions the clay, a vessel of honor I am today. And it's all because Jesus didn't throw the clay away. Sing that chorus one more time. Over and over, He molds me and makes me into His likeness. He fashions the clay, a vessel of honor I am today. And it's all because Jesus didn't throw the clay away. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Sister Astrid. That was good. Amen. Aren't you glad that you're His piece of clay? Amen. And He's got you in His hands. And I don't care what's happening to me, but I'd rather be in His hands. No matter what's happening, I'd rather be known that He's got full control of me. Amen. Praise God. You have, there's anything to mention or anything? Remember 10 o'clock service this Sunday? And we'll keep updates on Brother Dale, Sister Alicia. Amen. Amen. Well, we've been praying for her, Sister Alicia. Amen. We'll continue to pray for her. Amen. Continue to pray for strength for the family as well. Amen. I believe God's in control of that situation. Amen. And, it's hard to put yourself in somebody's shoes when you've never been in that position. Amen. So all we can do is pray, Sister Alicia. Amen. Sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
Amen.
Absolutely. Amen. Praise God. All minds and hearts clear.
Amen.
Amen. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You once again for Your blessings, Lord. We thank You for Your word, Father, and how You show us, Lord Jesus, how You're shaping and molding our lives, Lord. And sometimes we don't understand the situations that we face in our lives, but Lord God, You know all about them, Lord. And as we always say, Father, You just didn't know them at the moment, but You knew them before the foundation of the world, Lord. So it doesn't take You by surprise, Lord. And Father God, we just want to pray right now, Lord, for Sister Alicia's mom, Lord. And we ask You, Father God, that You would just continue to be with her, Father God. Lord, we know that there's no complication that's wrong with her at this very moment, even with her heart, Lord, that You cannot touch, Lord. Father God, everything, Lord God, You're capable of doing, Lord. And so we put, Father God, that healing, that promise, Lord God, we put it upon her, Lord God, that Your healing hand would just come down, Lord, and minister to her, even in intensive care, Father God. Lord Jesus, may You glorify Yourself through that situation. And Lord God, let Your will be done, Father. Give strength to the family, Sister Alicia as well, Lord. And You bless them during this time, Father God. Lord Jesus, may You continue to be with Brother Dale as well, Lord. Continue to strengthen my brother. And thank You, Lord, for the work that You've already done in him, Lord. And Father God, we're just believing, Father, that he will be back here with us soon, Lord. And we just pray that You would also be with Sister Peggy, Lord. And Bless her, Lord, and strengthen her, Father, during this time, Lord. Oh, God Almighty, just a lot of things, Father God, that could get us out of help, try to get us out of cater, but Lord Jesus, help her, Father God. Give her reassurance, Lord, that you are in full control, Lord. And Lord Jesus, we just thank you once again for your word. Be with your people now as they travel back home. Bless us, Father God, and we commit ourselves into your hands now. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you, saints.